Yeah. All right. Let me introduce you and we'll go from there.
Sure, I'll get you some.
All right.
This.
We'll start with a prayer and we'll go from there. All right. We're going to get started. And we're going to pray. I want to say thank you all for coming out. I was on one of my jogs. Sorry, recording, bud. The music. I was praying for the service, and now some guy goes, "Have Dr. Teresa come in and talk about health." I'm like, "All right." And so I reached out and said, "Hey, Tom, can your wife do a session for about 40 minutes and take some questions?" He goes, "Sure." I'm like, "Wow, he must not talk to his wife too often, because that was quick." But we won't go any farther. And so
we volunteer each other.
Yes.
See something. I'll see something.
And I think about it. I heard her speak about health almost a year ago, back last August down in Iowa.
Oh, huh.
And I was like, it was a lot of good information, and I didn't record it or take notes. And so we're going to record it, and my wife will take notes.
All right.
So we're going to pray, and the people should be coming in, and I want to say thank you guys for coming out, because health is the most important thing we have outside of prayer.
Absolutely.
I really believe that. As I get more fit and shut those Cadbury eggs out of my life. And so... So let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for Dr. Teresa, as we call her, Mother Teresa, to one young lady. We ask you to just anoint her now. Father, she has a lot of information. Help us be able to digest it. Help us to take any what you want us to learn. And we thank you for her knowledge. We thank you for gifting her. Lord, we ask now, you just anoint her as she heads to Honduras and also Peru. Lord, just anoint her as she leads those groups. Just bless her and touch her and anoint her. We thank you for her. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. All right, here you go. It's all yours.
Okay. All right. Well, I think last year in our Father, I just pray that you download everything that you have for this group and for the variety of topics that we have, just you highlighted is the most. So I believe that is something that you want your people, your children to digest and put in practice. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I think last year when we I think it was in Iowa, I shared a little bit about hormones and about some neurotransmitters like serotonin, I think it was, Pastor, right? Dopamine. And all the happy hormones that we talk about, serotonin that makes you happy, excited, probably around you kind of a little bit, oxytocin too, just when you are with people and in a social life, that you can produce those hormones, like when you have a baby, right? And that is a hormone that produces when you are with your friends, you go out to eat and you enjoy. And then we have the endorphins also, you know, when you are happy, when you're dancing, when you're just excited, so those hormones. And today I chose and I pray and I thought that dopamine is one of the God wants to highlight today. And dopamine is, so anybody knows a little bit about dopamine? Who? A little bit, right? So that is the hormone, that is a neurotransmitter they call modulator that is producing in your neural system. And what it does is it activate your focus, right? It works specifically in your frontal cortex. And that dopamine, it helps you to focus, helps you to be active, to do things, to be motivated in things, and to just kind of get going, right? You probably saw some people that they just naturally have a lot of dopamine, right? But they are focused, they have projects here, going and here and there, and I don't know if you have an example here, probably in the prom road, a lot of dopamine. So we want to be like a high dopamine butt, right? That is something I will, as I go kind of highlight. You know, when you probably might ask yourself, how do I get dopamine, right? Tell me more. Well, you know, just eat your eggs, and a bunch of eggs, a good protein, your fish, you know, lean meat. You can eat a lot of fish, a lot of unsaturated fats called like olive oil, you know. Not if you, a lot of people do now these days, they take before they, you know, even in the morning, a tablespoon of olive oil, look, and they go, or even coconut oil, just kind of another spoon of coconut oil before you go to bed, it will make your tummy works and relaxes too. So if you, all kinds of nuts, right, eat a bunch of nuts, my husband's really good at that. And when he tries, he's just eating his nuts, and that's what we do. So it gets your dopamine going. And also, you can exercise. It's better if you exercise in the morning, get up in the morning. So what I would say, like a good routine would be, like in the morning you get up, first thing you do, just you drink a glass of water, before even your coffee, I would say. I know some of you probably like your coffee first to get going, but I would say you just drink a glass of water to hydrate yourself. And then, secondly, very important, just go outside. Go outside, open your window, and you know, even though it might be like cold, or I know in the Midwest it's kind of snowy, you know, three or four months of snow, but even though it might be cloudy, but just look at the sky. Even through the clouds, you can see the reflection of the sun. So what it does, you know, the sun and the light activates those protons in your brain and in your cells, and it will make a good reaction. Oh, wake up! She woke up. So there's a good study that NASA implemented, or one old gentleman in Asia, he left to be very old and very healthy and very happy, and they said, what is going on with this guy? What happened? So they find out that that guy every morning goes outside, you know, they look at the sun for like 10 seconds, direct look at the sun. 10 seconds, no longer than 10 seconds. You can stay for 10 minutes or even 20 minutes outside in the light, enjoying the light, right? So that, so by the 10 seconds, just looking at the sun, what it does is that it makes the chemical reactions, electronic reactions, or not specifically what it does in the cells, but it just like resets your cells, every cell. And then that sets you for the day. So then you are like happy, like energetic, and your cortisol levels, you know, maybe in another day I can talk about cortisol. It's so, so interesting, you know, about cortisol. When in the morning you look at the sun, 10 seconds, and even longer for around the surroundings, right, enjoying the sun, taking it in and breathing. So what it does is that your cortisol levels rise. We want that good cortisol, right? We can say a bad cortisol, it will kill you, but it's a good cortisol in the morning, you need that energy going, right? You need that energy. It sets your body for the day. So then, you just have that energy going. So then you drink your water, you can exercise outside. Now that the weather is getting better, you can go for a walk. You can go for, even make your exercises outside, right? You go with Esther sometimes in the morning to play now that, or exercise downstairs in the basement, or now that the weather is nice, so we can go and exercise outside. So that will be second, exercise. And drink your water. Always drink your water, right? And so what else here? Dark chocolate. So important. Dark chocolate erases, you know, they say twice of the time so of your dopamine. So that's why a lot of people like dark chocolate. And so when you eat that chocolate, it's just, you're ready for the day too. It's like, wow, you're on the day, and you're bright chocolate. For green tea, very, very important. Green tea helps you even better than coffee. They make a lot of studies that green tea just helps you to concentrate, to focus, and that is because it raises the level of dopamine. And regular tea too. Coffee too, but I think it just, we have to be moderate with coffee, not too much. And fat yogurt helps you. A lot of berries. All the antioxidant rich fruit like berries, that will protect your cells from damage. So that is very, very important.
Berries.
All of them,
or is it?
No, like all the blueberries,
raspberries,
all the berries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, this is interesting. I try and it works. So, you know, I didn't try this one, but I tried the other one. So I tell you what I didn't try. So in Poland, people, and probably here too. So what they do, that they do water cold in immersion. So they go to the cold water, and boom, you know, they just go in. But you know, you can do that. But what I do is this. So I take a shower, my regular shower. In the last 2 seconds, 2 minutes of the shower, I just put the cold water going, and it just
goes cold.
Yeah.
Why is it so cold?
Yeah, so sometimes I forget to adjust, but yeah. So I take my cold water, right, shower, and incredible, try that. So that is one of the ways that you can increase your level of dopamine. Yeah, it is like resets your cells. You know, you have in your cell, you have a mitochondria. It's like your engine of your cell, right? That mitochondria, that it produces energy. So because that energy of every cell, we can go, you know, all our cells can go and produce, like, you know, the ones that we have diabetes, so the ones that specifically, right? So your pancreas produces beta cells. Those beta cells, they have to be working, producing insulin, so that they can lower the levels of sugar, of glucose. So when we do the cold showers, all those cells get reset. So the more we do it, the more, you know, our body is in general, the whole body is gonna work better. So that is a really, really cool that we can try, and you can try, right? And then the other thing is just relax. And I would say, and I emphasize that a lot to myself and to my friends, you know, prayer. You know, a lot of people, a lot of like recently, like just make a point there out. I heard this podcast the other day about a professor, historian, and he's like, you know, this podcaster is asking, so how is it going to be with the war, right? It's going to be good, it's going to be good, it's going to be bad. So he said, well, you know, I don't want to be negative, but it's not gonna be very good, and it's very hard, it's difficult, okay? All right, that's kind of depressing. So tell me, what can you do? So is there anything that we can do? And he says, I'm not a religious, but the only thing I can tell you is this. If you have God in your life, that is the only thing that's gonna hold yourself. If you have God in your friends, in your family, get closer and closer to God. Pray. Be good with your friends. Do always good. And this is a person that is not even a Christian. This is the only thing that's going to keep you going. Because life is going to be, might not be there. It's like, oh, God. So then, okay, so I say that to say, for dopamine levels, it's very important that we pray. Right? So what I do and what I would recommend is that a lot of people, you know, that they don't some people, like when they go after 40s, in their 40s or even, you know, later, they have problems with sleeping. They're like, oh my gosh, I cannot go back to sleep and I get a night. So they're not rested. The next day they're very tired, they're just kind of, I sleep very good, but I always do what I'll tell you. So what is important is that we pray, right? We're close to God, we worship. That's gonna help us to relax, to just go to that mode of God, my life is in your hands. I'm not holding this just myself. You are taking care of that. And that's scientifically, it was proved. But when you are close to God, your infirmities can heal better. Your immune system gets better. Your problems get better. So it is very important that we pray, right? Okay. And so what I would recommend, a good routine will be just you pray. If you want, you are in that stage that you didn't sleep the whole night. It's like, you're so tired or something. And it happens to me sometimes that I'm very tired in the morning. So what I do and what I recommend is like, just go and sit in a nice chair, right? Or lay in your bed. Sometimes I start to do some homework and I am very, very exhausted and tired. What I do is I lay down in my bed. And I relax and I start breathing. Okay? Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Every time that you inhale, your heart rate raises. Like, and then when you exhale, it goes down, it slows down. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. So when you start doing that, it's just everything start like a puzzle, right? But everything start clicking up again. Everything that's not working is like all in chaos. So start breathing. So then, what I do is like I lay down, I relax, and I said, now, Lord, I just put my body in your hands, and I want you to help me to just be at peace with you and your presence, your anointed, I will be immersed in your presence and your anointing. And I will relax my toes, I will relax my feet, and you are here with me. And thank you, Lord, for creating me. Thank you, Lord, for my feet. And you go up, my legs, my thighs, you are start just kind of moving your muscles, your legs, and up. Go up and up, and as you do, you say, thank you, Lord, because my body is working perfectly well. My body is working, and even we can do that. I don't want you to fall asleep. You might. Right. It is, so what it does, you relax and you thank every part of your body, all your organs. Thank you, Lord, for my organs, because they're producing good hormones. All my uterus, my ovaries, everything go up and up and up and up until you get to your hand, your brain, right? Thank you, Lord, for my brain. It's working perfectly well because you are replenishing all the cells, all the hormones and everything one by one. And we're going to do a little bit before we finish as I pray with you. Okay, so that it helps a lot for the people that they cannot sleep, that they cannot fall asleep at night. So you can put your alarm, right? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you want. You put your alarm and you relax right there. So when you wake up, it's like a reset, like a something amazing happened. It's just because, number one, you're putting God first, right? You're thanking God for your body, for your joy, thank you, God, for you are healing my diseases because you are making my body whole than you are. Making me a person that is healthy and many years for me to come, right? Okay, so, but the other part, right, that is crucial right now, and probably you know, and you are seeing everybody, right? You have your phone, and I tested with Esther. It was a time when it was a little bit, right? Well, I want to see Esther, I want to see Goliath, David and Goliath. So I gave her a little bit. And so then, yeah, before go to bed, a little bit of a light in Samsung. Yeah, it was just nothing. But you know, it got to the point that she was crying and screaming because she wanted more. And she wanted more. And she wanted more videos, more cell phone. She wanted just to grab. It was like, what is this? You know, I was just kind of scared. You know, what is going to happen? And this is a child, 3-year-old. And so what about us, right? So we got consumed. We became slaves of these phones, right? We became slaves. You see the news. Oh my gosh, you are scared. Oh, what they're doing. All the Iranians, what they're doing. Oh my gosh, all the Israelis, what they're doing. So you get like everything. It makes you going and going. You don't rest, right? So then you read the news and then you go, oh, what this podcaster says up here? And what's the other one? I said, oh my gosh, I need to check my Facebook. Oh my gosh, you didn't put a like on me. Oh, that's so depressing. How come I do these beautiful pictures and nobody care? She didn't care. She ignored me. So that is a suffering. That is a just in from younger to older. You know, everybody always drama. Oh my gosh, I do these pictures in my grandchildren and they are ignoring me. So everybody's suffering from that. And this is sickening. This is really bad. So what it does, you know, all these phones, TVs, you know, somebody watches a Netflix and what you immediately runs. Remember one time we were watching, I think, The Island or something was. We probably were watching the whole time, the whole series. We didn't sleep for 3 days. Oh my gosh, it's the next one. Yeah, the next one, and we just see that no more. And then, we'll probably watch the other one, right? Well, let's do that. Oh my gosh, we're right. Oh yeah, let's do the other one too. My God, and we got to the point that the next day, we were like zombies. No, we said no more, no more. And those days were, you know, you have TV, we have cable. We canceled the cable. We said no more, enough. So since then, we don't watch TV anymore. We don't have TV at our house. Oh, what? Well, we have the phones, right? It's easier because you can be at your bed and you're watching whatever you want to watch. Right? You can be a TV show, who knows? Now Netflix is right there, everything you want. So then foods, right? You have your refrigerator, all these amazing foods out there that makes you sick. It makes you eat more. So what they do, you know that they're making this food specifically to make you addicted. So whatever is happening right now, yeah, all these applications that you have on your phones, you know, these people, these corporations, what they do, they hire psychiatrists, they hire neurologists, they hire important people. They say, okay, how you make somebody addicted? Okay, so you're gonna build me apps that they make people addicted. So we get, and that's Facebook's the best, in other applications too. So what it does, that we are getting addicted to these phones, we're getting addicted to the food, and we're getting addicted to all this bad stuff out there. So what? Then what, right? Our dopamine, in the levels of dopamine are so high. What happened that you go, oh my gosh, your levels of dopamine are very high, but then they drop, but you don't like it. You don't like the way they drop. And then you want more. Okay, let's check another one. All right, so again, it's high. But then again, oh my gosh, it's low. And so then you get like you're not happy. You're anxious. Oh my God, like, where's my phone? Where is my phone? Oh my gosh, my phone! Where's my phone? You get mad, right? Because you cannot find your phone. And then once your phone is there, all right. And then again, and then again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. You might say, no, I'm just looking for a sermon here. I need a good sermon. Yeah. Oh, I guess what? This one is better. Oh, but this one is better, and this one is better, right? Wrong. So what it does, that is killing our neurons, killing our cells. It has to stop. Because what you're getting is a fake dopamine, right? That is destroying your cells. What do we do about it? Is there a way that we can get out of this? Of course it is. It's always a way, right? And we're gonna do it. All right. So, what we're gonna do, we can fix it. All right, sis. So you need to do something nice and comfortable, right? And gosh, get rid of your bone. Oh, it is uncomfortable. So you have to just, you know, one day, of course you need your phone. My husband without phone, he doesn't function, right? Doesn't function. But,
sure.
You know, it the time for everybody, for him and for me and for everybody. They might be, of course she needs to text, right? Because she needs to text for the meetings. But there is a lot of apps right here. If we want to get rid of this, number one, let's deactivate those apps. Delete them from your phone, like Netflix. So go gone, okay? So 1 month, you have to, if it's possible, 1 month, 30 days, no phone, no TVs, no nothing. Okay, so if you need your phone, just because you definitely need your phone, but deactivate, you know, just Facebook, goodbye Facebook, goodbye TikTok, goodbye all of these apps that makes you go and look and be addicted, just delete it. So, you know, and I saw some people that they say, hey guys, I'm not on Facebook for now, I'm just kind of resting. That's good, they're resting, right? They're resting from Facebook, so do that. It's just no more Facebook. Do the cold showers, right? Cold showers. Start exercising. Go and look outside. So what it does is you're gonna start producing your normal dopamine. You're gonna be happy with those, and it's gonna be hard, but the rewards are gonna be natural, and the rewards are gonna last longer because it's something that is. It is costing you, you know? When you do exercise, sometimes you go and run, you're like, but after that you feel good. After you exercise, you feel very good. At the beginning it might be like, but once you are doing it, and you say, I like it. Oh my gosh, exercise is the best. You speak to yourself, it's like, I love to read. Like, nobody reads anymore. Just go to the library and find a good book. And they say, oh my gosh, see your happy face. Let's read something. And you start reading. And if for some reason you like go shopping, right? Oh my God, you see the mall here. Oh my gosh, and you see Starbucks. Oh my gosh, I do have a Starbucks. What you do is like, let's take that next road. Don't go to that road. Don't see it. So don't go that way. Shopping, online shopping. Stop online shopping. No more shopping. Okay, so you say no online shopping anymore. Nothing. It's just rest. Sit silent. Think. And then your brain will rest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this doctor had a patient. He was losing his mind, right? Kind of depressed, and on the depressed side, no connection, no conversation with anybody, and just looking at his phone and just kind of, and his wife was very concerned, like, I don't know what happened with my husband. It's just, he's like out, and he always with his phone. Up and down, and he doesn't want to talk to us anymore. He doesn't, I'm losing him. She said, I'm losing him. I'm very concerned. Okay. The doctor said, 30 days without a phone. No more. Yep. No more. Put some healthy food in the refrigerator. Just go for walks. Get a cold shower. Not a whole 3 minutes. The last 3 minutes of your shower, cold showers. Go and look at the sun. It's straight to the sun. Start doing that. Practicing that. After 30 days, the guy was happy. He's like, I got my husband back. What happened? Simple things like that. And we got Esther back too, right? I went to Ethiopia, right? And you stayed with Kaya Rosita. So I told my sisters that they stayed with her, please, no phones and no iPads or what is that?
Screens.
Yeah. Okay. Or a tablet. not talk with Forrester. So then I thought, I don't know, she's gonna survive, because at least I gave her like maybe 20 minutes here and 20 minutes at night, one in the morning and something like that. She was crying, right, because she needed them. And I said, no more. So when I came back, she didn't need it. And until now, she doesn't need it. So she's happy now. She can play with things, she can do things in the same way for us. You know, if we do things, we start reading books, having a conversation with your husband, with your friends, just a conversation, not just go to the restaurant and everybody with their phones. Oh my gosh, what is that?
That's true.
It is just sad. And then, you know, especially for us, that we are, you know, after 40s, your neurons get less and less, they work less. You know, if we continue that path, we're going to end up with Alzheimer's, we're going to end up really sick, losing our minds. But it's still time. We remove all those triggers that causes you to get that sense of, oh my gosh, of anxiety. Just remove everything. And you said to yourself, no, I'm done. No more. And I will be okay. And I will be okay. And I'm happy. I'm excited. Life is good. And I will I enjoy my food. I'm going to enjoy my healthy food. I will enjoy my exercise. I will enjoy my conversation with my husband, with my wife. And when you go to bed, right, for married people, I will enjoy. I'm going to have so much fun. I will enjoy my married life. I will enjoy my life with my friends. I will be happy. So you choose. It's a choice. So whatever choice you make, God gave us a free will, right? Mm-hmm. God gave us a free will. So he said, it's your choice. If we choose that is what we're going to do, we make the decision. Like how many minutes do I have?
Oh, about another 10, 15.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, that's
so
right.
So I spoke, I might repeat that teaching again. About the when we speak negative to ourselves, those thoughts have power, right?
Yeah.
They have power.
Yes.
Let's say that you say, I am fat, and I am low IQ. So the low IQ goes, I am low IQ. Whatever you do, yeah, because I am. And because I am, you put your title right there. I am dumb, I am this and I am that. So every day, remember, every night you go to bed, your brain doesn't rest. You rest. But there is a part of your brain, it's called the hippocampus, doesn't rest. It is working. It's your computer. It's analyzing and it's saving every single thing that you did that day. It says, okay, Teresa, what did she do today?
Mommy,
uh-huh. She made a cooler. Oh, yeah. So everything that you said, I am this, I am that, I am, talk about all the negativity, all the negative words that you said at night, I mean during the day, okay, go all over and use it right there for you, like a computer to use it, right? Like AI. Ah, right there, huh? Here. At night, your hippocampus is saving up. You say, okay, Teresa said that she's dumb. All right, so it's safe. We save it for tomorrow. Yes, we save it. She says that she approves it. She says this. She says that she's a good cook. Oh, save it. She says that she's very intelligent. Save it. Oh, she said that smart. She's dumb over here. Okay, dumb too. Okay, smart here. Oh, dumb. So every word that we said is saved right there.
Mm.
Okay? In the morning, you wake up and you use the same words. Whatever you use, you use the same words.
Wow.
And then that word is say dumb, right? I am stupid. Goes to your brain in the morning and says, hey, seriously, I am stupid? Yes, you are. Okay? Because you have a free will, right? God gave you free will. Said, I am. Okay? Sure. Save it. Well, we can fix that. Okay. In less than 10 minutes. If you decide you have free will, you're going to make your list from A to Z. I am smart. I am intelligent. I am educated. I am loving. I am kind. Everything that you want to describe yourself and write it down. And the things, the opposite of that, and the other one, and what you do is you sit with your coffee, with your tea, take yourself for coffee and tea, you won't have your fire, and say, okay, I'm making my decision right here. God, you are with me, and you're going to help me to decide now, and I'm going to decide that all this negativity over here don't belong to me.
Mm. That's good.
They are deleted in the name of Jesus. I delete it and it's gone. No more.
Mm.
I make the decision in frontal cortex.
Yeah.
I approve it with my approval.
Yeah.
All are deleted.
Yeah.
All are deleted. So you say that. And then you say, God, now these are my declarations from A to Z. Smart, whatever you want. Beautiful. Whatever you want, right? Boom, 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 to see. Approve it, and I say it, and proclaim it, and every day. Boom, right there. Every day. For 30 days, put it in the mirror. All the good things. Then, at night, you go to bed. Hippocampus has a lot of work now. Okay, he's like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of work here. He says, stupid. Oh my gosh, she decided. She said that. No more. It's deleted. Let's put it in the deleted file.
Mm.
To the trash. To the trash. Oh my gosh, the trash is full. We have to empty it. To the trash. And this, all this work, she's intelligent, she's smart, she's active, she likes the sports, blah, 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 blah. Everything, save it. All right, perfect, save it. In the morning, you wake up, right? Oh my gosh, all the good stuff comes up. But probably the hippocampus didn't empty it, that thing well, and boom, one word came up. My gosh, she says that's stupid again. No, let's ask again the frontal cortex. Hey, are you stupid? Nope, I deleted it. It's wrong.
Hmm.
Delete it. Go to the deleting file. You're going to fight with those thoughts. They're going to come up, but you're going to delete it again.
Yes.
30 days, by the 30th day, is going to be deleted. So you're going to be a new person.
Hmm.
And that happened.
Totally
true. It happened to me one time. I had a conference in Iowa, and one lady, she was very needy. Teresa, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Oh my gosh. Oh, please talk to me. Please. On the way there, she called me and I said, you know what? Let's do this. I will not have time to talk to you. Because I knew that she's very needy. She needed so much, the attention and everything. You know what we are gonna do? And I told her what to do. Then write up what I told. Write down here and write down there. Delete this and put this in your bathroom. Boom. And every day, proclaim every day for 30 days. Then what you're gonna do? Go to the conference and you're gonna sit and listen to everything what you heard. And we're gonna see you. I'm gonna see you in 30 days. Oh, call me. One day we go to church in the Twin Cities, and I go to church. And I see this lady, walking very proud of herself. She's boom, boom, boom. And I said, my goodness, what's her name? Let's say Jenny. Is that Jenny? Yes, I look like her. Wow. I was by the book table. She comes in. Hey, Teresa, how are you? And I said, is that you? He said, yeah, that's me. You look so beautiful. You look different. What happened here? Well, I just did what you told me. And I said, and I just said, what did I tell you? Well, remember, I was needy, and I was always nagging you. And now I'm not. Oh my gosh, what did you do? Everything is deleted. I am a new person.
Amen.
And now, I'm doing all kinds of things, and I am very excited. My life is so changing. I'm so different.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, praise the Lord. And that can happen to all of us.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to pray. Father God, just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to share. And I just pray, and I put my friends in your hands. And if there's any addictions there, I just pray, Father.
Yes.
Just take them away. Delete them. Dissolve them. Just heal them, Lord.
Yes.
take any addiction for any application in their phones, for any foods in their homes that they are causing them to be addicted, to be anxious, to be sad, to be depressed. Just pray right now in Jesus' name. You heal them, restore, Father God, those levels of dopamine, the normal dopamine, the real dopamine in their brains. In Jesus' name, I just pray for their levels of serotonin, for joy. Right now, normal levels of serotonin, normal levels of oxytocin, Lord, normal levels of endorphins. Jesus' name, just pray that all those joy hormones, it will be replenished. And they will be supernaturally at the normal levels, Lord. And just pray for the levels of cortisol, that it will be high when it's needed, not high when we don't need it. That they will high levels of cortisol in the mornings when they need it, cortisol. At night, low levels of cortisol. We don't need that. Just pray for God that you cleanse their minds, cleanse their hearts, anything that's hindering them. In Jesus' name, delete it, make them whole. I pray for such a supernatural youth. Revive them, Lord. Just pray for anti-aging, supernatural healing, supernatural anointing, Father, to just go in the presence of God. Go supernaturally. Answer like my husband does. How are you doing? Supernatural.
Yes.
And that's a proclamation. We are supernatural. Because with the presence of God, with His strength, with His anointing, we are supernatural. We have to be activated in the supernatural. Thank you, Father. Because with your help, with your anointing, we are free. Take a deep breath. Heals us, Lord. Set us free from any addiction, any application in our phones. Cleanse our brain. Put your hand in your brain. Cleanse us, Lord. Take a deep breath. Cleanse me. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Heal me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Amen.
I have 2 minutes.
Yeah. If you have any questions for Teresa,
for sure.
You can just ask her one-on-one, or you can along those lines.
Yeah, just real quick. Sometimes as a Christian, we don't want to take compliments because we think we're being boasting or proud. But how many parents here have children? And can you imagine cutting your children down all the time? You're a rotten sinner. You're horrible. You're this, you're that. Well, they're going to turn out bad. And so you speak life into your children. Can you imagine, you have a daughter, right? Can you imagine saying, I'm just like my mom. I'm not good looking. That's not a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a son that says, I'm a moron like my father. Mm-hmm. That's not a compliment.
Yeah.
No, it's a compliment to God when you like yourself.
Yeah.
It's a compliment to God when you compliment yourself and say, I like the way you made me.
Yeah.
It's not being full of pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's being grateful that He made you good looking and intelligent and sharp, and all these things that she's talking about. Because you can make yourself sick by how you think, as a man thinketh, so is he. It's not pride, it's gratitude. Thank you, God, you made me good looking. Thank you, God, you made me smart. Thank you, God, you made me healthy. It's a compliment to God when you are grateful for what He's done. It's not being full of pride. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, I had to throw that in. Thank you, Pastor. Good job. Good job to you.
Anybody have any questions about what she talked about?
I want to add one more thing. And it's really, one verse that's really one of my favorites. It's in Lamentation 3:23. It goes, His mercies are new every morning, right? In the same way in our brain. You know, and when I was in medical school, it was probably 30 years ago, they taught us that our brain cells, once they're old, they die, they're gone, right? But then, you know, after I was out of college, they discovered that's not true, that they get replenished, that they, every morning, we have new cells, new brain cells.
Yeah.
So we have every cell has a memory. I don't know if you have anybody that have like above their arm or whatever, so they have this cast, and once they're done, they have to go to rehab because they cannot move, they can't stay the same, because those cells lose their memory. So they have to, again, start memorizing the memory of the muscle, right? And so the same thing in my brain. So those old cells, they have the memory that we're that, we're this, we're that. And this and that. So when the baby cells, if we speak life in our baby cells, they say, oh my gosh, I'm beautiful. I am very prosperous. I am a child of God. I am the best. I love myself. I love myself. I used to, when I was single, I used to sleep like this. Having myself, right? Because we love ourselves. So that's what we can do. Every morning we have a new one. She said, morning in our brain cells. Every morning we have new baby cells.
Thank you for sharing. I just want to share one thing on that note about thinking spot positive, Lisa. Remember, your brain cannot tell the difference when you tell a joke about yourself. When you cut yourself down, saying, what they say, defecating humor, where you put yourself down. One of the jokes would be, I know three men, I'm one, I'm all three of them. That's a defecating humor. And your brain cannot know that from a joke or the truth. It's taken in as truth. So we got to be careful what we speak over ourselves. So I just want to share that with you. Right now, we're going to take a break. If you have any questions for Dr. Teresa, she'll come out here in a moment. And you can talk to her all you want. Our next service will start in about half an hour or so. And it's going to be a great service. Stick around. And we're excited about that.
Amen.
Let's give her a hand. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. We appreciate you doing this for us.
Thank you.
Like that. All right. Thanks. Awesome.
Yeah, Tom told me too late about the parasites, but maybe next time I can fill you in for. There's so many discoveries now about that, so it's like it's a new arena, and it's very exciting.
It is. I've been doing a lot of research on it.
Yeah, I know. It is really awesome.
And how much it causes